This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Southland band playing Rocky Top, Smokey leading our boys out through the team.
We kick off hour number three of the program.
Hit the field line up for the kickoff. It's football time in Tennessee.
FanRunRadio.com is sponsored by Smarter Searches, your locally owned and operated digital marketing solution right here in Knoxville. Check them out online at SmarterSearches.com. They got you covered. They can help you navigate finding your customers online and connecting them with your business so you can continue to drive more and more consumers for your product or service. It's Smarter Searches. Online at SmarterSearches.com. So Tennessee Tech secondary, Chris.
Talk to me.
Pretty bad. They've only given up, the defense has only given up 78 points in two games. Both FCS opponents. It's not like they played another, juggernaut offense from, the SEC or Big Ten or anything.
Right.
Samford and Furman averaged 287 yards per game through the air. they completed 70% of their passes with four touchdowns. No picks. The Tennessee Tech defense, no picks.
Good, clean game.
Yeah. So, there you go. They've actually been okay on third down, but the problem is their opponents haven't really gotten to third down very much because they've been so bad. They've done a little better.
But when they get you there,
yeah,
they can get tricky.
They've done a little better stopping the run. Their opponents have only averaged 3.4 yards per attempt in the first couple weeks on the ground.
FCS opponent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Nope. That's what, just
so there's
just
the,
being clear.
Yep. There's the Tennessee Tech defense. For the offense, It's probably been worse. They've only scored 14 points in two games. They got blanked by and in the game they scored the 14, they gave up 50. So they're playing two quarterbacks.
Okay.
Davis Shanley and Willie Miller. Shanley is a transfer from Western Kentucky. He's a guy that he's their passing quarterback. He's 25 of 55 for 219 and a touchdown. And he's thrown four picks in two games. That's 45% for scoring at home on the completion percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 110 yards a game passing and two picks on average per game. And a quarter of a touchdown pass. No, half a touchdown.
Yeah. With the one.
Miller is Willie Miller. He's more of the runner. Of
Willie
the
Millie?
Yep. You might run like Hayes, but hit for. He's 6 of 12 for 41 yards passing. Their longest pass play of the season, Houston, for Tennessee Tech.
Mm-hmm.
23 yards.
That's probably ours, right? Sorry.
No, we've had a lot of long catching runs. They're averaging 3.9 yards per pass attempt, which is awful. That's really, really bad. And the offensive line is really, really horrid. They've given up six sacks in the first two games to the FCS opponents again. As bad as Tennessee Tech is through the air, They're worse on the ground.
I thought you said they were pretty good against the rush.
This is offense. They're great.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
They have run for 92 yards, Houston, in two games. Averaging a whopping 1.8 yards per rush.
1.8.
They've lost. They've gone backwards 39 yards on called run plays. Not sacks included. That's legit, like, they called a run, they've lost 39 yards.
Sacks not included.
Right.
Wow.
David Gist leads the team in all-purpose yardage. So he's the guy that you got to watch out for.
Gist.
Gist. G-I-S-T.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
On special teams, they haven't attempted a field goal this season. They're 2-for-2 on extra points. Their kicker was 7-of-12 on field goals last year with a long of 52. And he's the punter's averaging 38.7 on 15 attempts. Got a lot of practice. 15 attempts already. Young season. Longest punt return of the year, 18 yards.
Okay. Got to watch out for that.
Yeah, Gilmore. He did house one last year. So,
Gilmore.
Don't outkick your coverage.
Gilmore. Okay.
This is going to be a bloodbath. I don't think I'm going to be able to bet it because, I know Tennessee's got kind of that bad track record with covering huge lines. And it's tough to cover massive lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't say we want Tennessee to play a bunch of guys and then get mad if they barely, you know, they don't quite cover because you tried to play a bunch of guys haven't got to play.
Right.
It's kind of a double-edged
sword. Well, and especially when you might not even be able to bet on this game. At this point, I can't find a place where you can bet
on it.
Now, we'll see.
Yeah, I think FanDuel will have it in the morning.
Okay. And if they do, and you bet on it, obviously you want them to cover.
I mean, they had Oklahoma, Western Carolina.
That's true.
This is the same type of
difference. They get yards through the air, and they throw picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They run the ball. But they go backwards.
Right.
They have a punt return of 18 yards.
Yes.
How was their field goal kicker? What did you say?
7-of-12 last year.
Last year.
2-for-2 on extra points this year. Hasn't attempted a field goal this year.
Hmm. Field goal kicker untested.
Yeah.
So a big kick late, might be in good shape. Got it. How are they?
Longest pass play, 23 yards.
So we set the safeties at 23.
Got him.
Got him. Just ready to roll. Let's see.
I hope Callum's really enjoying this segment.
How's their punter? He probably not even listening. How's their punter? You got a punt average there?
You know, you weren't listening to the show.
I was typing up for
I gave you all the punter stats. He's attempted 15 punts, 38.7 yards a punt.
38.7? How's the hang time? They got that listed?
No hang time listed.
You should have looked it up.
I wonder how their blocking is because, you know, we got that big block punt last week.
You gave me Gist.
Gist and Gilmore.
Give me their Gilmore's the receiver.
He's a return man. I have no idea what he plays.
Who's their leading receiver?
Nah, I don't know.
I thought you had all their stuff. Okay. This is important. I need to know who we're going to be locking down.
You want their leading receiver?
What formation do they go out of mostly? What's their offensive scheme? What about defense? Are they a 3-4? Are they 4-3? Mm-hmm. Are they a nickel team? A hybrid. Maybe something we've never even seen before. Apparently, if it's something no one's seen before, it's not very good.
Yep. Good point.
Hickman, what do you want to see tomorrow? If you watch the game or watch the replay later.
Deep balls that are actually caught, not overthrown by 20 yards. I want to see some Harrison Bailey. I want to see some Hendon Hooker, Joe Milton. I want to see everybody injury-free. And two sacks by Byron Young.
It's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure.
Well, they give up, what, 3 a game? So they can have 2 of them. I'd say we'll get more than 3 sacks tomorrow.
That segues me into my list. I don't have a number. It's not 5 things. We got too many issues to fix. Don't limit it to just 5 things. I also didn't put anything stupid on there like don't have injuries. Obviously, I don't want injuries. I'm not wasting time saying it, even though I kind of just did. Number 1! Okay, I won't do that anymore. It kind of steals Russell's thing. Force a turnover, please. Can we force one turnover tomorrow?
Come on. They've thrown two picks a game. Let's go.
More would be good. I'll take one. It'd be awesome tomorrow if we came out of the game and we were even for the season on the turnover margin. If we got four turnovers tomorrow, that would be fun. What did we say all summer long about this defense? Got to force turnovers. Got to take chances. Because you're going to get tired. You're going to be on the field a lot. You know how you get off the field? You force a damn turnover. Force at least one so that I know it's possible. Again, 1.5 or over, great. But give me one. Number two, hit a damn deep ball. Everyone said it. I agree. That was Davies. Hickman said it. You said it. Connect on a ball that flies. Davies, you said 30?
30 in the air.
I'm going to go 40 in the air. Throw the ball 40 yards, let a receiver run under it, catch it, and keep running. Let's have... I want three pass plays over 40 yards tomorrow.
Three
over 40.
Ball in the air over 40?
No.
Three
over 40. I definitely want two where the ball flies.
Okay,
40.
Okay, two.
We'll go two and two. I'll give him I'll break it up.
All right.
Because I like it when you throw the little bubble out there to Callaway and he jukes one dude and then Dante Stallworth down the sidelines. I'm fine with that. It's an easier throw. It's great. But we got to connect on a deep ball. We're taking a lot of shots. Let's prove we can do it. Shouldn't be as much pressure. First game, you had a lot of pressure, right? First game in Neyland Stadium. Oh, Joe Milton, I'm a little nervous. First game, wow. Night game, Thursday, big. Oh, Pitt, big game. It's Tennessee Tech. No pressure. Flick it out there. Let the guys run under it. If they were open against Pitt, they should be open tomorrow against Tennessee Tech. Number three, don't be stupid. I want four penalties or less tomorrow. And I don't want any personal fouls. I'm with you. I'll take a hustle one, but I still don't want them. Holding. Stop doing it. If you have to hold tomorrow, you suck, and I don't want you on the offensive line. How's that sound? Pass interference. Sometimes you kind of have to. Hopefully we don't have anybody open enough to where you have to interfere. False starts. If I see a false start tomorrow before the fourth quarter, I'm going to lose my mind. Now, if you start playing the backups, and I'll get to that here in a minute, I understand. If the starting offensive line has a false start tomorrow or a hold, I will lose it. It's been dumb. Number four, build some depth. Obviously, we don't know exactly when this will happen, but I'm with Dave. Get up early, make it comfortable, and then let's rotate some guys in. At first, put them in with the starters. One here, out. One there. Then more, then more. Then go the platoon sub, second teamers, third teamers. We'll see how that goes. Number five, run the scheme with the backups. I hated it against Bowling Green. Okay, the game's in control. We're going to bring Hooker in to give him his chance. He handed the ball off every time. He had one pass for 5 yards. It's a waste of time. If you're not going to run the offense, leave Milton out there to hand it off.
Yep.
It's stupid.
Yep.
It doesn't help Hooker. It doesn't help anybody. You can go back up offensive line and running backs if all you're going to do is hand the ball off. But it's disrespectful to Hendon Hooker or whoever else you bring in. If you're going to bring in a backup, let them run what you're normally going to run. Oh my. Six, I want less than 200 yards given up through the first three quarters. I could have put that at 150. I'm going to put it at 200, and then in the fourth quarter, if we're playing all backups, maybe they get a little bit more. You said you want two sacks from Byron Young. That'd be great. I want four sacks total. I want four times where their quarterback is taken down. And I'd like to see it with a four-man rush so we prove we can do that. That'd be good. Offensively, I don't know if I'll get this one or not. Last one. Through the first three quarters, I will allow one punt per quarter. You get three punts before the fourth quarter. If you have four punts before the fourth quarter, we're not doing something right. Not doing it right. If that means going for it on fourth down, Josh Heupel, do it, because you need all the offensive snaps you can get with this team right now to build that confidence.
It's true.
Clean game. Force some turnovers. Pressure the quarterback. Efficiency on offense. I would have done something with rushing yards, but I don't know. Like, if Tyon's out, if Jabari's out, and we just kind of have to sling it around, I'm okay with that. Frankly, I'd call 50, 60 passes tomorrow just to get the quarterbacks ready. That's just me.
They should just pick the stuff they need to work on the most that's not a secret and just run it.
That'd be a lot. That'd be a lot of deep shots. The other stuff has looked pretty good. Maybe Milton throwing to tight end. Maybe just say, hey, Milton, every other pass play we're going to tell you and remind you, you're not allowed to throw anywhere but the middle of the field. Or at least you have to check the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instead of him just dropping back, looking to the sideline. And if we give up a sack tomorrow, I'll also lose my mind. Offensive line needs to look like they know what the hell they're doing tomorrow.
I got a question.
Make a little loving. Okay. A little turn of loving on
a Mason-Dixon line. I'm looking at this Tennessee roster on the composite rankings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have 81 players listed as guys like with stars.
Okay.
And then if we've given scholarships to some of the guys without stars, which I know is at least, I mean, there's at least one. Like the Dane Davises of the world or whatever, I believe.
Yep.
Like, that means there's more than 10 of these guys that are on this list that aren't with us. Like, do we need to check Heupel's math on the whole 71 scholarship thing?
Or check the list?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, both.
Well, I think if you give a walk-on a scholarship, I don't think that, I mean, it counts, but I don't think it counts.
It does when you say how many scholarship players you have, because you have 85.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
I understand.
It's like we didn't offer him a scholarship. He wasn't offered a scholarship out of high school. He kind of earned it when he got here. It doesn't mean he's going to play.
Maybe some of these – I mean, are there any three-star players that don't have a scholarship, though? They all have a scholarship, right? And then we only have three stars.
It depends. But I don't know. Don't some people not put kickers on scholarship?
Yeah, some people don't.
Or like a but long snapper?
Yeah, I mean, Will Albright, he's a two-star. Like, is he on scholarship?
I couldn't.
My guess is there's just guys like T. Hodge that are on this list that are no longer
right, like,
there.
That's why I said we got
to
check
the
list.
There has to be at least 10 of those guys. It just
Let's not do that this segment and go through it, but it shouldn't be too hard to figure out.
Right. It just
Now, going through that list and seeing how many guys have played a snap yet this year, maybe could be a thing.
No, there's a lot. I mean, I went through
it. Well, and you got to think of injuries, too.
What happened to Cheyenne LaBruza? Is he in the portal?
I think so. But like Kayron Calvert, he's on scholarship, but you don't have him due to season-ending injury.
True.
So that would count.
Yeah.
So there's two.
Wait, what do you mean would count?
I'm saying, because he was talking about depth.
Is that what Heupel said?
He was talking about depth.
We only have 71 scholarship players?
Yeah.
I thought he meant in the program.
I think that meant available.
Oh, okay.
Because I could have 85, but if 40 of them are hurt, well, I don't have 85.
I don't know what he meant. Is it possible there are players that are just, like, gone and we just don't even know it because they got things so buttoned up over there?
Yes.
Like, there's a guy in the portal.
Has anyone even seen Aubrey Solomon on the sideline? He's listed on the roster.
That's a good question.
So, maybe.
I guess we need to look for him this week. Should be easy to, you know, move around the stadium and get an angle.
I'm putting somebody on that.
Existence check.
Somebody out there.
He's number 98.
98, Tennessee.
6'5", 325. Should be easy to spot.
He's a big guy. Big dude. Surely to goodness, you can see him. That's a good note.
Yeah.
Check. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we could cross-reference that list and just see.
Right.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't think Heupel would make that number up. There's no reason. You know, he didn't say we don't have a lot. He gave a hard number of 71.
Right, yeah.
Again, I just don't think he would say that if it wasn't true. It doesn't feel anything like the Butch Jones of, oh, well, we're the youngest team in the country. This is our first flight for, you know, all that stupid stuff that doesn't matter.
Our best season in the last 20 years.
Right, right, right. Just the excuses and then the bragging about underachievement.
Well, and I don't know. You might be right. They might have a big board with their, like, for their game roster for like every player that's like legitimately available for a game, and that might have been the number for the Pitt game. Like there are 71 dudes literally that are running through the tee that we could put into this football game. That might have been it. So that might not count injuries, and I mean, surely they have that kind of, you know, I mean, they have that prep that way. I mean, obviously they're not going to play, you know, Rudiger, you know, the 71st guy and plan on playing him in any game, but they'll have the note, they'll have the list, right? They'll know. We got 71 guys that are able to run, play in this game. And we got some other guys like wearing their jersey and street clothes maybe. We got some, maybe we even have a couple guys in uniform, but they're not playing because this isn't one of the four games you're going to play them in or, you know,
right.
Who knows?
Right. Real quick, a little breaking news. Davey Hudson, turn your antennas up a little bit. AllVol731 tweets, Danny White should assemble a panel of older and younger fans to ask them what they would like to see in the program and the stadium, not just high money boosters. Older fans would like letters, younger Wi-Fi, etc. Older fans would like letters.
Like at the back of the end zone up there on top of Neyland, the Vols vintage
letter. Gotcha. I thought he meant like mail. I'm like, what? Both of those I think are good ideas. Now, but here's the kicker, Dave. In case I've lost you in the last 10 seconds. Danny White responded, "This is a great idea, exclamation mark. We'll be having focus groups as well as surveys in the coming months to help determine the best strategy to enhance the Neyland Stadium experience. Need y'all's input." And I know what you're thinking, Dave, because I thought the first thing, oh, you can say that, but are you really?
No, I wasn't even going to say that.
He better be careful, because if he says it and doesn't do it,
oh yeah,
the pitchforks come out.
Well, he specifically said the Neyland Stadium experience.
He's not going to let the fans pick a coach.
No, I'm not asking that, but there are things around the program, I'm not talking about the stadium, that I don't think the athletic department listens to.
No, hang on. That would enhance the Neyland Stadium experience. Okay. You're gonna be more likely to. I'm saying you can make the argument that you know, hey, this is embarrassing over here, and if that wasn't going on, or if it was better, I'd be more likely to go to the stadium and be happier while I'm there, having a better experience. Thus, the experience is enhanced. I responded and said I would love a survey. As a lifer, season ticket holder, I got some thoughts.
Just tweet that you'd nominate me for the focus panel.
No, I want to be on the focus panel. I buy season tickets. Like I should have more of a say than you. I remember what it was like when we were good. I have recall. You can fight for yourself. I want to be in there on the front line trying to fix this damn thing.
I speak for the entire generation.
I think you both need to be in there because
he's not wrong. I'm just saying you're right. You do. That's fine.
Because if one of you gets too negative, the other can balance out. If one gets too positive, the other can balance out. It's kind of
bingo.
Oh, and then Danny could be like, "Wow, you two are really going at it. You guys should do a radio show together." It's like, I might even listen to that.
Yeah. Boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, beep.
There you go. Boom.
Very simple. Oh, boy.
It's that time of the week. Got to draw some helmets next.
Sleep.
It's that time of the day of the week. It is SEC Survivor. If you're new to the game, we pass around a bucket. Well, it's a box. It's a donut shop box. Raggedy. It's tradition, though. So, much like college football, we just continue to do it. We pass around the box. It has SEC helmets in it, two per team, with a couple of special bad helmets, a couple special good helmets. You select a helmet randomly out of the box. If your team wins the game on Saturday, or I guess over the weekend, so we've had some weird ones start the year, you're safe. If your team loses, then you draw punishment next Monday to be served on Wednesday.
I'll give everyone the option right now. You can forego your draw by taking Florida.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah, again.
Well, no one's going to do it, so it really doesn't matter.
Stupid. You want to waste the time.
You can say that if you want, but you know one's going to do that.
Do you want to do it, Adam?
No.
These are your SEC games. Texas A&M hosts New Mexico.
Texas.
Kentucky hosts Chattanooga. Missouri, Southeast Missouri, might be state, might not. Their name is so long.
It's state. It's state.
Their name is so long, and they're said
SEMO.
Dot, dot, dot at the end on the scorebug I'm looking at. Tennessee hosts Tennessee Tech. Florida hosts Alabama. Arkansas hosts Georgia Southern. Mississippi State travels to Memphis. South Carolina at Georgia between the hedges. Auburn has to go into the whiteout at Penn State. LSU hosts Central Michigan. Ole Miss hosts Tulane. And Vanderbilt hosts Stanford.
Ooh.
There's your slate.
Yay.
What's wrong with you? An hour ago, you were like, don't forget to have your picks ready. And
I don't want to draw.
Sorry. Play the game. Man up.
He's first, right?
Yeah.
No.
Q's first.
You were first last week.
I was first last week.
Right?
Yeah, because Billy last picked last for Hickman.
Hickman started. We made the intern start week one.
Yes.
Yeah, we allow. We
gave him honors.
Yeah.
Kind of golf.
It's a welcome to the show and the program, and then he half-assed his punishment.
We're randomizing the box.
That's okay.
Kress is up first.
It's okay. And then he blamed me.
In the box.
And he draws.
And he draws.
Let Nate do it. You're just being annoying right now.
You got one?
Yeah.
You got about four.
Arkansas.
Woo! It's like that's pretty good, right? Aren't they playing a cupcake?
Yeah, they should be.
Could be a letdown game, you know. Just got the big win over
relatively
Texas. Stormed
safe.
The field.
Davey's next.
They are 23.5 point favorite for the Razorbacks.
You.
That's not
when
bad.
When the silver ones come
watch out,
for the
court, Hickman, please don't
your
trip
heart
over
stops
it.
For a little bit, right, Chris?
What's that?
You see silver before you realize it's a team. It's kind of.
I had
a
good feeling about it.
Moment.
Dave,
what?
Stop with the yawning. He's faking it for attention. It's so odd.
Now he's looking in the box and cheating. Looked black. Vanderbilt!
Respect the game.
12-point dogs.
That's what you get. You
at
didn't,
home.
He didn't respect the game. He poo-pooed the game.
I'm
and the
fine.
Game and the game said, alrighty then.
Got upset alert. Stanford just knocked off UCS. USC.
You're shook.
So shook. Oh my gosh!
The game will do that to you.
I'll be fine.
I will say
I'll get all my save picks. I'm not worried.
You better start working on those.
It may not matter. I was very surprised to see this line. Stanford, after that big win, only a 12-point favorite. Like crazier things have happened.
Hey, time change. All the games late.
Jet lag.
It's 8:00. It's probably not a big deal.
It'll feel like a practice because no fans will be there. No one's going to show up to watch Vandy, and Stanford fans ain't coming out for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll invite some local high school teams to get in for free. Should attract a dozen players. All right, Hickman. Make
Hickman
it happen,
has
Captain.
Tempted the gods frequently.
Make it happen, Hickman. Hand box team.
Oh, what number? Is it four? Is it four, Hickman?
It's automatic death!
Are you kidding me? Baby!
How is that even possible?
Back to back. It's never happened.
No.
Never happened in the history of the show. This is a watershed moment for SEC Survivor where, without question and undoubtedly, that is the most drawn helmet.
Oh, it's not
in
even.
In the box.
It's not even.
Somehow, is it lighter than the others? Does it float to the top? Does
he
it
went
sink
deep.
To,
he was down
maybe
in there.
Maybe it sinks to the. How did we didn't know what Billy did? Did Billy dig around and go to the
I
bottom?
I don't remember. Let's check the tape.
Is that one a little stickier because it keeps getting drawn so much and it's like it just kind of sticks to your hand? Like this one chose me.
It is sweaty palms when you reach in there. You know what it is. I know what it is.
What?
He keeps tempting the SEC Survivor gods, and they're just like
he did and he didn't.
Take that.
He did not say he was not going to be punished. He just said this week somebody else, not named me, will be. But that's the thing. I don't try to predict this game.
No, you don't.
It doesn't.
I don't keep
like
predicting it.
It
because I don't think it's a curse. I think it's just bad luck on my part. I got to quit digging.
Didn't
so
he
deep
say
in the box.
You were going to get Vanderbilt?
He did. Then. Okay, so he said, I was last week, right? Because I got Tennessee week one. Last week, you said I was going to get Vanderbilt, and I got Kentucky. It was a close one. But this.
I mean.
Hang on. Who'd you have in week one?
Arkansas.
They did struggle.
So I've gone Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas. You went
Arkansas, death.
Yeah.
Davey went Bama, best team, worst team. And we're waiting on your third right now. Who have you gone? You went 1-2 and
went Ole Miss, Florida.
Okay.
All right. Check the box up, Adam. He's being down.
This is fascinating. This is history in the making. Wish that helmet could be back in there. You'd definitely draw it if it was.
Mississippi State.
Very intriguing game. One I'm very...
I have a redraw, too, and that's one of those ones where I can't use it.
I believe State is a three-point favorite on the road.
Oh, they're going to lose now. Man.
Yes, Mississippi State, three-point favorite on the road against Memphis. Over-under set at 64. Man. Do you dare risk a redraw?
No, I'll save it.
No, yeah, you got to ride with the pirate.
Yeah, there's going to be a week where I pull just a gnarly draw, something just terrible.
And you got to ride with the pirate.
That's when I'll cash in the redraw.
Got to do it. All right, got to do the save picks now.
All right,
some more than others. Actually, all three of you are in deep trouble.
Yeah, this is the week.
Deep
that,
trouble.
Mississippi State loses.
I mean, Hickman's, you're, there's no game for you to watch again, so congrats on the free weekend. Davey, a shot.
Trouble. He's in trouble.
A shot, hoping for some jet lag.
Nate, there's a chance. We're flipping a coin over here.
Yeah, Nate's flipping a coin.
Depends on which pirate we get this week.
That's what I said. Dudley Field should be. Well, the best thing is that.
No, it's in the Liberty Bowl.
What?
What are you talking about?
Stanford Vandy.
Oh, sorry.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Dave now.
Okay, my bad.
The best thing for you is if no Vanderbilt fans show up and it literally feels like a scrimmage and Stanford's like, oh, yeah, we can just do whatever.
They're just
chill. Like,
whatever, yeah.
Chill.
Not up.
Weather?
For the game.
A weather game? Would that help you? Rain?
I don't know.
Okay. Think about it. Doesn't really matter. All right. Do I go first?
Yes.
Biggest blowout, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
No, you're not going to do it.
I'm doing it.
All right. Do it.
Got to build some excitement. We got to get this offense rolling. Got to get the fans ready to go. Fire the team up, Tennessee.
Give me Kentucky.
Over Tech. Let me finish my damn pick.
You said Tennessee. That's your pick.
Dave, come on. Don't interrupt. I know you're upset, but when you pout and get mad, doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. We have a system here. I'm taking Tennessee over Tennessee Tech. 41-point favorites. Now, Dave.
Kentucky.
Thank you.
Hickman,
now, Hickman.
Tennessee.
Riding with me, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. There's a lot of good options here. I'm just hoping we actually run the offense with all three and try to score points with all three quarterbacks if they play.
I'm going to go Missouri.
That was actually my backup.
All right, Davey.
Passer.
Your leading passer.
Will Rogers.
Will Levis.
I would normally pick Will Rogers. But if he leads the league in passing, does that mean they beat Memphis? Not necessarily. Wait, where's Ole Miss? Who are they playing?
Tulane.
Tulane looked pretty good, right?
Yeah, that could be a shootout, too. God. Give me Matt Corral. I instantly regret that.
See, my guess is Matt Corral won't play the whole game. I do think Will Rogers plays the whole game. Memphis gave up over 300 yards passing to Arkansas State, and they can't even really throw the ball. So I'll take Will Rogers
Memphis
as well.
Memphis is only a 14-point favorite.
No, they're not.
Sorry, not Ole Memphis. Miss. Ole Miss is a 14-point favorite.
Yeah, they're both good okay. picks. I mean, we know that.
You said you don't think he'll play the whole game.
I don't. I think they're going to beat them by way more than that. I don't think Tulane's bad. I think
Ole
Miss
is
really
good. I bet he plays the whole game.
All right, we'll see. Well, I know Will Rogers is playing the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good one. Hopefully a shootout. High over-under for that Ole Miss game. It's like 74.5.
So who'd you pick?
Will Rogers for the third time. All right, Hickman. Leading rusher in the SEC this week will be?
Give me Richardson from Florida. If they want to have a shot of keeping it close, he's going to have to get it going on the ground.
He led last week. You're probably right. It is Bama. They can probably chase him down a little bit better. But it's a weird week. A lot of guys are probably not going to get that many carries. Hodges, leading rusher.
Give me
Tough, isn't it? This to me was the tough one. It's this week. The toughest. One.
Give me Tyler Beatty, Missouri.
Same. I'm taking Beatty. Had him written down. I like that pick. He's leading rusher in the league right now, isn't he?
No, Rodriguez is, but way Beatty ahead. Is second. I also have Beatty as well.
Okay. All right. There it is.
There you have it. SEC Survivor. Who's Arkansas playing?
Ooh. Yeah.
Georgia
Sunbelt.
Southern.
Sunbelt. That's not FCS, Houston. You know.
They're 24-point favorites. I'm in pretty good shape.
You'll be fine.
Compared to you guys.
Final segment.
My Florida man just said, next. Why did Hickman take the backup quarterback with the hammy against Alabama? What an idiot. Well, to each his own.
Final segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Big fans of the Vols, the TVACreditUnion.com. The official credit union of Three and Outs, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union.
That it is.
Since 1934, they got you covered right here in East Tennessee. All right, Davey, give us some picks, buddy. Some games.
To start things off, we got the big noon matchup between Nebraska and Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 22-point favorite.
Houston.
What? 22? Mm-hmm. Flat?
Yeah.
Hey. What did Oklahoma do last week?
They beat Western Carolina 72-0.
Yeah.
Tune-up game. Sooners.
Taking Oklahoma as well.
Sooners.
Yeah, I thought Nebraska might have just been flat in that very first game or whatever. No, they're just terrible. I think Oklahoma will be fine.
Okay, next on the list.
They have won their last two games.
CBS 330. Number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide going on the road in the swamp to face the 11th ranked Florida Gators. Bama, 14-point favorite. You know, 14, I think, honestly, might be a push. We got it at 14 flat, so if that's the case, it's whatever. But I feel much more confident in Alabama's ability, especially with the Richardson hammy. Seeing how that goes, I do not think that Ole Emery would be able to keep this to be much of a contest. So give me the Tide.
Bama.
Yeah, the Alabama defense is going to expose Emory Jones. It's going to be bad. You might get a backdoor cover, but
they've lost their best two linebackers.
I'm still going to roll with the Tide.
I was about to say, you stole the words right from me. My biggest fear in this game would be a backdoor cover, SEC championship game style.
Mm-hmm.
Florida has, they could come out and surprise some people. I just think Bama's they're just a machine, and it's just the safer pick. I'll also take Alabama.
All right, in agreement so far. Next on the list, South Carolina going on the road to face the second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia, a 31-point favorite.
Hickman, you're up. That's a big number.
Is JT Daniels starting?
They have not announced yet.
Give me South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm taking South Carolina. That number's just massive. I mean, it could happen. South Carolina's not good, but a lot of times – in an SEC game like that, it stays close enough to where, even though it's way over. And Kirby's not good at pouring it on late and finishing games off that are blowouts. I just know that from kind of gambling on a lot of SEC football the last couple years. Give me the Gamecocks and all those points.
Golly. It is such a big number, man. But it has to be South Carolina. I mean, I know Bennett looked good, but South Carolina has not looked terrible. I mean, they might.
But they still have some dudes on defense.
Right.
So
right.
That's where I just think they'll slow down Georgia enough to not get
exactly
completely embarrassed.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a blowout last year, though, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
But there at that point, like Muschamp, I think, was about to get fired if he hadn't been fired already. It was bad. I'm going to take Carolina as well. I did put this game in a reverse teaser for the under, so
it's 45-16 last year. Muschamp would have already been fired, right? November 28th. Did he make it that? I can't remember when he got it. It doesn't matter.
All right, next on the list, I think this might be the first one we have some differential because we're lockstep together right now. The Auburn Tigers heading up to face the Nittany Lions of Penn State. Penn State is a 5-point favorite.
Man, I don't know if I don't know what to expect here, because I mean, two teams from different conferences, completely different styles. I don't know. Maybe it's home conference bias or something, but Auburn's looked really good. This will be a real test with a real defense. Give me the Tigers.
I'll take Penn State.
Penn
State's defense looked nasty against Wisconsin, and Wisconsin can always run the football, and they just couldn't.
I like Brian Harsin. I also think when you look at the amount of publicity that James Franklin has had this week and ties to the USC job, I think that's been a distraction. I think Auburn's actually going to come out there, first big win of the Brian Harsin era.
Are you officially locked in?
Yes.
I don't think that it's a distraction for James Franklin at all. I think that his agent's just really good at getting his name tied to every single job. Not saying he wouldn't work at Southern Cal, but he's from Pennsylvania, probably just looking for another raise. You win a game like this, maybe you can get that raise and extension a little earlier this year.
Penn State, wide out. Say no more. Penn State.
Jeez, now I kind of want to switch my pick. Riding with Hickman is terrifying. Especially, you were so confident in that.
All right, next game. We've got a late one between the Arizona State Sun Devils and the BYU Cougars. This game is in Utah. Now, Arizona State is a 3.5-point favorite.
Houston, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Arizona State, 3.5 at BYU.
Well, I've watched so much of both of these teams this year. Say the line one more time.
3.5.
Arizona State's favored,
yes. They're the higher-ranked team. But this is a ranked matchup. Arizona State's 19th, BYU's 23rd.
At BYU?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the Cougars.
I also have BYU as well.
BYU.
Arizona State, I got to catch up. Kind of on the fence there. They haven't covered in their first two, but they got the better quarterback. I mean, they got Jaden Daniels. So,
all right, that's our five picks, but we will be picking Tennessee. With this being an FCS game and not many lines out for it, we're going to lock in at 41, but this just goes to our
41
picks.
And a half.
Is that what it's at now?
That's what he said it was, because I was right on the number.
I saw something. It was 41. Okay.
It doesn't really matter.
We'll do 41 and a half.
I mean, you're probably going to be on the same side of that either way.
Give me the Vols 48-9, Tech covered.
51-6.
Man. I know what I want to pick. I was just thinking about the... I actually think they will cover. I think it's going to be 49-0.
Really?
I don't think they're going to score. They didn't score on Furman, dude.
54-6.
All right. I mean, it's going
to
be bad.
54-6.
I mean, it's going to be terrible.
That's the one.
Travis let me know that Memphis gave up 562 passing yards to two different Arkansas State quarterbacks. One guy at 306, another guy at 276.
Say that one more time.
Memphis gave up 562 passing yards to Butch Jones's offense.
That's what I saw, because I looked at the stats and the leading passer had 300 something yards. I was like, that's pretty good, but I forgot they also had another guy. Yeah, that's what I saw. They gave up over 500 yards. That's why I took Will Rogers. Yeah.
562.
God, I love my. It didn't have it all, but it had that.
Does that mean Mississippi State to win? Probably. I mean, they're that bad against the pass.
I'd be picking them to win. I did. I would.
But can they stop them? I don't know. I think Mississippi State's defense plays a ton better at home with the Cowboys.
Their defense has not been that bad.
Yeah, I'm just worried about it being on the road. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I survive. Hickman's
already
dead.
I think week one they were looking ahead to NC
Houston's
State, who they
good.
Whipped.
Davey's looking bad. The Vols will roll. We'll talk about it Monday. Hopefully, we see a lot of good things. Hope you have a great weekend. Keep it locked in. The Blitz is next, right here on Fan Run.
Hit a deep ball.